Tomorrow marks the last day of public transport subsidies, but campaigners for free public transport aren't giving up the fight. From the 1st of May, the government is scrapping subsidies for young people, meaning no more half-price fares for 16 to 24-year-olds and an end to the free rides for those aged between 5 and 15. However, some councils will be absorbing the cost themselves in a bid to keep public transport more affordable. Joining me now is Wellington student and spokesperson for the group Free Fares, Mika Hervill. Kia ora, Mika. How will this impact people, and what have you heard?
So our campaign is a national campaign, so we've heard from all sorts of groups across the motu, and some key standout groups that we've heard from are young families who are concerned about taking their kids to school and the increase in price and what that will mean for them, particularly with rego and fuel tax also increasing. For students, tax cuts and then the end of these subsidies ironically means that after the tax cuts, the prices increase because transport prices effectively double and tax cuts aren't enough to make up for that gap. And then for environmental organisations who are part of our coalition, they really stress that transport is our second biggest source of emissions, and most of that is from private vehicles. So making public transport less attractive by making it more expensive is the opposite of what we want to be doing.
So what are you hearing from councils? Some of them are keen to absorb the costs?
Yeah, and a key concern we've heard from councils is in the government policy statement on transport, some of the changes to farebox recovery means that councils are in a really tough spot and have to increase their fares as well. And so that adds a further pinch to the cost of living, and something that a lot of councils really don't want to be doing but feel forced to do because of some of the changes happening at a national level in our transport system.
And so where to from here for free fares in terms of lobbying? How will you try to keep pressure on the government?
Yeah, good question. So we know that from polling, over 70% of Kiwis support having subsidised and free transport for kids and for young people. And I think a key thing for us, the two key things are we want to keep pressure on the minister, we want to keep being active in the public sphere where we can, but we also really want to engage with communities that are affected by these changes and facing real material hardship, and keep people engaged in the issues, telling their stories and really championing those stories as a way to respond so that people don't feel disillusioned and get apathetic.
Right, interesting. Oh, well, thank you so much for your time, Mika. That is Mika Hervill, a spokesperson for the group Free Fares.